Well, she is inching closer and closer. Floridians bracing for the worst as this afternoon, Helene becomes a Category 3 hurricane, expected to bring record storm surge to Florida and flooding as far as the Appalachians. We have forecasters warning of surges of up to 15 to 20 feet in Florida, where Helene is expected to make landfall this evening. And our American Red Cross volunteers from across Texas, and specifically here in the North Texas region, have all deployed in preparation. Joining us today is CEO Linda Brady, who's joining me now in the KRLD Zoom room. Thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You know, when we have these types of storms, obviously it is a all hands on deck situation. But, you know, American Red Cross is so strategic, and you guys know what is needed, not only during the storm, but even ahead of the storm. So if you could just walk us into what it's been like for preparations leading up to this evening.
So we have been pre-positioning people and supplies all week. At this point, we have 250 trained disaster responders already on the ground. You know, they're hunkered down right now until the storm passes, but there have been people arriving all week. We also have truckloads of disaster supplies. We have 45,000 ready-to-eat meals and snacks there pre-positioned to support people in our evacuation shelters. We had 2,500 people overnight stay in evacuation shelters, and we were prepared for up to 3,500. So we will continue the sheltering as long as needed. And we've also sent additional blood products there to make sure that there's an adequate blood supply in the area for whatever might be needed. Yeah. So locally from North Texas, as you mentioned, we already have deployed 15 people. They're already there or on the way tomorrow, and we have 10 more people, and we're adding to that list every day, who are ready to, like, on standby for the second wave whenever we need to send additional people. We have one of the four national disaster supply warehouses right here in DFW, actually in Arlington. We've already sent 8 semi-truck loads of supplies. We have 8 more loaded and ready to go, and more standing by that can be loaded and sent as needed. So we've not only sent people, but we've also sent supplies from this area.
Yeah, that is, you know, one of the things I think is very interesting. We've all known about, you know, when disaster strikes, Red Cross jumps in. The American Red Cross is there. Sometimes we think about just the donations financially that we offer, which we know goes a long way. But you mentioned something just now, the blood supplies, the medical side of it is so important that I think sometimes we overlook the importance of just how that support can really get people back on their feet. Can you share just a little bit about your mission specifically about that?
Well, we supply 40% of the blood supply in the United States on a daily basis. So we are always having blood drives. We provide, obviously, you know, someone who's been in an auto accident, someone who is a cancer patient. We have one of our big points of focus is people with sickle cell disease. So some of those folks have to have a transfusion like every week. It's a very painful disease and that sort of thing. So we want to support those sickle cell warriors. And so we're always having blood drives. Well, when we have a disaster come through like this, oftentimes that will cause us to have to cancel scheduled blood drives. So that can cause us to have a shortage, right? And so, again, we've pre-positioned some additional blood products in that area. But because we're a national organization, we can get blood whenever, wherever it's needed in the United States. And so someone can donate here to help someone there. So we encourage people around here to go donate blood, make an appointment to donate blood to also try to help those folks.
That's the first word in your name, the American Red Cross. The fact that we can all pitch in to help out, no matter if we're near or far. This storm has been a bad mamma jamma, I've been saying. She has got some punch with her. She's going to, you know, make her way not only just to Florida, but will continue on. How do you strategically put your teams in the places that will be needed as this storm continues? It's not just a one-day event.
That's right. We have a partnership with the National Weather Service. We're always watching, you know, what comes out from the Hurricane Center and all of that. So we have folks who are on the job, always watching the weather. And using our own experience, we've been in the business for 140 years. So using our own experience with hurricanes and to predict where we might need to position people. So what we did this week, we've been positioning people in Tallahassee, understanding that if we needed to move a little further east or if we needed to move a little further west, we could do that. So we have additional leadership teams that were ready to go in if it had moved closer to Louisiana or, you know, again, if it had moved further down the coast of, you know, the west coast of Florida, depending on where we felt like it was going to make landfall. So we position people strategically so that it's easy to make a move if we need to, as things develop.
You know, it's tough times for a lot of nonprofits right now. We've seen a lot of donations across the board go down, especially since the pandemic. We've also seen a lot of people who have a lot of distrust in the way that nonprofits are run. And you know, when you have conversations with donors and people who hear that you're with the American Red Cross, can you share with me some of the conversations that you have that are most important to you in getting across about that this work truly does matter?
Yes, we talk often about how, like what you and I are talking about right now, how we help people. We provide food, we provide safe shelter, we provide recovery support for people. So imagine if you've gone through a disaster like that, you've lost your home, you might need some medical support, you might need some mental health support. So we have those kinds of services that are provided by volunteers. So one of the huge things that we make sure people know about the Red Cross is that 90% of our workforce is volunteer. And so we are able, when you donate a dollar to us, 90 cents of every dollar goes to programs. Our overhead is only 10%. And so that is really an incredibly low overhead. When you look, you know, sort of online and you see kind of what's the acceptable rate, they say 25 to 30% overhead is sort of what you want to look for in a nonprofit organization, to trust that the majority of your money is going toward programs and not, you know, on overhead costs. And so we are very proud of the fact that our overhead's only 10%. So you can rest assured that 90 cents of every dollar is going to go toward helping people, and we're not going to use it on something else.
You know, so, go ahead. Sorry.
So that's only possible because we have so many volunteers, and we love to brag about our volunteers. You started off by saying there are Red Cross volunteers, right, that have deployed to serve their fellow Americans and that kind of thing. So we're very proud of that.
No, absolutely. I was just going to say, you know, for people here in North Texas, we've got a lot of people that are moving into the area. They're looking at how can they give back to their new community. And a lot of longstanding DFW folks that are just wanting to get involved, wanting to have that feel good moment. How can they volunteer even if there's not a disaster like Hurricane Helene headed this way?
There are so many ways for people to get involved with us as a volunteer. We have teams called DAT teams, and that stands for Disaster Action Teams, that people actually work a shift, perhaps an evening shift for a week, and we respond. Our goal is to respond to every residential fire that takes place in our entire region. So in Dallas County alone, we responded last fiscal year, we responded to over 800 of those calls. So, and the majority of those were home fires. So someone could help that way. Someone could help virtually working behind the scenes, helping us bring more volunteers in and help them with their training and all of that stuff. So there are in-person things people can do. You can help at a blood drive, signing people in. You know, there are really a lot of ways to help. I mean, we have service to the armed forces. We have international services. So if you want to help serve the military, we have some events coming up between now and the end of the year where we go out and lay wreaths at the National Cemetery. You know, there are things that you can do. We install smoke alarms in homes for free. You can go help do the smoke alarm installations, you know. So there are a lot of ways that you can get involved.
God, I love that. Thank you so much. Was there anything else you want our listeners to know about the work the American Red Cross is doing right now?
Well, because we're here in DFW and we're not going to feel direct impact of the storm, if anybody ever needs assistance locating a friend or relative, we can help with reunification. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. In fact, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS for anything. If you need shelter, if you need a meal, you need to find out where you can go to get a hot shower. You need assistance recovering from a storm. You need cleanup supplies, anything like that. You need to locate a shelter. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or you can go to redcross.org. You can also go there to find out where you could donate blood to make an appointment. You can also go there to make a financial contribution. So that's 1-800-RED-CROSS or redcross.org.
Perfect. Love that. That is CEO Linda Brady here on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.